Om Shanti, blessing of the 11th of February 2019. May you become double light by making intense effort and cross all situations while experiencing entertainment. May you become double light by making intense effort and cross all situations while experiencing entertainment. Some children say, generally I'm fine, but there is this bondage of sanskars with other people or with the environment. No matter what the reason may be or how it may be, an intense effort maker will cross all situations as though nothing has happened. Such a soul constantly experiences entertainment. Such a stage is called the flying stage, and the sign of the flying stage is being double light. No type of burden can bring such a soul into any upheaval. So, I looked at a way that this blessing could be simplified or broken down. And I don't know how you write sideways, but so at the top, we could have make intense effort. Then we could have cross and cross all situations. Therefore, you will experience entertainment and become double light, which is known as the flying stage. Okay, thank you. Do you agree we could put it like that? Baba says cross all as if nothing has happened. So there's no leeway in that. But the blessing is about being double light. So we'll start with that and then work our way up. Because if you're making intense effort, what you're making the intense effort for is to be double light. Let's start here and then we'll work up. Yeah, even though I've done it this way, you'll see why. So what is being double light? What do you understand by that? So you're looking at the soul and then the light from Baba. Thank you. Anyone else? Free from burdens, definitely. What kind of burdens? Pardon? Many types. Any examples? Illnesses, yes, so of the body. Any other burdens? Because that's also crucial. If you have those, you definitely will not be double light and you won't fly. What other types are there? Attachment to anything. Relationships as well. Yeah, so there tend to be four main categories, like possessions, roles, relationships. What is the other stuff? Remembering roles, relationships, achievements. Pardon? Illness. Yeah, brother said that. Illness of the body. Any task you have, yes, that definitely brings a lot of stress. Okay, so looking at double light, the answer that I came up with, or that Baba has given in the Murlis, is that it's constantly complete with all attainments and completely pure. And in yesterday's Murli, that was so helpful, Baba did a whole section on being an angel. And I don't know how much of that you remember. It was lovely. Baba said double light is the angelic form and the final form. So what is the angelic form? What do you understand as being the angelic form if you were to attain it? What would it look like? You'd be light. Uh-huh. Why would you be light? What would enable you to be light? Nothing there. Uh-huh. Detached from the body. That's a very important one. Complete state. Uh-huh. Yesterday, what Baba mentioned was no relationship with bodies and bodily relationships. So you're double light. So does this mean that we stay in complete isolation? No. So what does it mean? Because it could sound like that. No relationships with bodies or bodily relationships. Does that mean you stay at home in a closet? You're saying no. So, So we're moving back to that internal state. So it's not that you become cold and dispassionate. It's again the internal state, which we looked at already before. So it's no attachments, or else, of course, you cannot fly. The burdens make you heavy, which means you're back into body consciousness. We remain centered, which is what the sister mentioned at the beginning. We remain centered in our spiritual identity. So that links into the main intense effort. So it's like lesson one of the Raj Yoga course. If you remain stable in that, then you will not have those connections and you'll also be able to drop the body. So that's our main challenge, is staying in our spiritual identity of soul consciousness. So Baba says complete with all attainments. So you're detached, you're observing the drama, you're not getting caught into it, so that you're not dropping into body consciousness. Pardon? You're stable, very stable. Because even if there's a slight body consciousness, it means that there is a relationship, even if it's slight. Otherwise, your intellect wouldn't be pulled. So no matter how slight you think that connection, because you're not going to remember somebody that you've never met or you just pass on the street. You're going to remember someone that you've had a connection with. So what are the other ways that Baba has mentioned to become double light? That's stretching us a bit. What are the ways Baba has mentioned? The body consciousness, but he tends to give specific examples. Okay, I'll tell them. It's I and mine. Let go I and mine. So the I becomes Baba's and the mine becomes yours. So it's an acceptance of Baba being Karan, Karavan, Har, and I am Karan. And in terms of mine, you're making Baba yours, and so you are a trustee. So those two I have come across before. So you can be double light and view everything as an entertainment, because if you can do that, if you attain that, you will be able to do everything as an entertainment. It wouldn't pull you. Why would there be a sense of entertainment? It's lightness, but looking at the eye and mind, why would you then have a sense of entertainment in terms of eye and mind? Look at the eye and mind. Eye means Baba. So you've totally, Baba it does everything. He's Karan Karavanhar. And when you're looking at the yours, the mine, you're changing that to yours. So why would everything be an entertainment? How would you get entertainment from that? Pardon? If you do something wrong, you're back into body consciousness. Baba is teaching us, and he's teaching us to make us angels. So you've got a completely new role now. Your body conscious role is not applicable anymore. You're on a new stage, new play. Yeah. So you can't blame Baba because he's giving you a new script. Is it appropriate? Do you remember Baba often saying, make everything a game? Yes, entertainment. Games in the Lokic world is usually for fun. If you're playing a game, it's temporary happiness. Yes? But in terms of I and mine, how do you come to get entertainment? Pardon? No one can come in between. Yeah. What the point I thought that I saw in that is the fact that you're completely light. But why? Because Baba is doing everything. You've let everything go to him. And you're a trustee. Think about when you're a guest in somebody's home. You know, you take care of it, but you have no attachments to it. So you can easily let it go. So now you've got the supreme almighty authority in charge. So no problems. It's an entertainment. You can have fun. Or think of a child and parents. A child will do anything, make a mess, anything. And the parents are there taking care of it. There's no worry. So that was the perspective I was coming from with that. Ah, so you're saying because it's new, it becomes entertaining and we don't get involved? So there's a curiosity. Yes. If we can come off the other stage. I look at it as two stages that we have to come off that old stage with our old habits, old attachments, and come on to this new stage where we're completely light and free. That's an entertainment if you're sure you're connected with Baba. If you're back into body conscious entertainment, then again, yeah, you're caught into relationships and you've lost it again. Yeah. People can be light in the Lokic world. Yeah. So what's the difference there and with us? Yeah. It's that you're free. There was another one way that Baba says you can be double light. Having the wings of zeal and enthusiasm while being happy-hearted. Do you remember that one? You're double light if you have the wings of zeal and enthusiasm. And the other one that was given yesterday was keep all your titles in your awareness and you'll be double light. And yesterday he gave about 15 or 16 titles to us. I don't know if you noticed that. So, what are the situations that can come before you and pull you from being double light? Situations, not burdens. So that's the end result. But what situations can come that could pull you? Situations in the environment and relationships in particular. It doesn't touch you. And so how are you going to stay out of that? And how do you do that? How do you see them as souls? So the key thing it starts with the I. Yeah, what stage are you holding? The stage as a soul. So that's the key thing to keep you out of those situations. Yes, your spiritual identity. Yeah? Anyone wants to add anything to that? But from what perspective? What stage? So if you hold the stage at its Baba's task, then you can handle them. You've come for some reason. Right. Yeah, good point. Because Baba has said your relationships are not karmic bondages. You're there to serve them. So very good point. Yeah. Thank you. Intense effort. So we've moved up. You've crossed your situations. Now what is the intense effort that you're making to hold you there, to keep you there? We've covered it in a way. Yeah. What's your intense effort moment to moment or day to day? You don't waste a moment, or you constantly keep your awareness at that soul form, soul identity. Anything else? Remembering Baba, detached observer. What about at Amrit Vela? What could your effort be then to set your day? Talk to the mind. So what are you getting ready? Pardon? Seed form. But where I was actually taking this is the fact that when you wake up, you have to bring yourself back into a certain stage. And I don't know if you remember the three... Pardon? We've just come down to play our parts, to meet Bap Dada. So ideally, we could focus on having three transformations. I don't know if you remember those. The first one is you're transforming the body into the soul, transforming your relationships, having all relationships with Baba. And the third one is recognizing or reminding the self that you're a living, elevated image here to play a part, and the body is your living temple. And you're a trustee. Yeah? So it's almost setting the day so that you're holding that stage. Yeah? Okay. I don't have anything more to add to that. Because if you can remain in this consciousness, you'll remain light. And you'll be able to change any situations that come in front of you quickly. Om Shanti.